Previously on Half Party.
This one's for Zoe. Last time on Half Party. Solo, Merrick walked into the stadium. Both of them were like, woo, woo, look at us, we're so cool. And then the fan favorites came into the crowd and they're like, oh, we're Bradley and we're Chadley. That may not be their names, but you're not going to remember because you didn't hear the last episode. Then Bradley and Chadley kind of cheated. They got some spears from the crowd. The water, like, rose to a certain level where, like, Solo would be drowning, so he had to swim a lot. And then Merrick was, like, dodging some crabs because the crabs were, like, pinching at him. They were part of the terrain. And then Solo was like, nah, I'm not going to do this. And then Bradley, like, throws a spear, and Solo's like, ah, not today. And he grabs the spear, and he spins it around. He throws it back at Bradley. And Merrick's like, ah, I'm going to figure out if I can, like, see if they're on land or not. And he swims down lower. He's, like, dodging some crabs. And then the land goes, oh, nope, they're not. They're standing on the water. And he's like, oh, I'm going to swim around and try to dodge some crabs. And then Solo's like, I got this phoenix egg. Pop, pop the cap. He throws the cap goes boom. Bradley and Chadley die.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Nailed it. Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here. As always, with me, I have Daniel Diagnoff.
I have aged well.
Wait, we need to redo that. I forgot to say what podcast this is.
Okay. Go ahead, go at it again.
Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here. Nope, that's still wrong. Hey everybody, welcome to Half Party. Bjorn, your DM here. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diagnoff.
I meant to say I haven't aged well.
And Justin Smith.
Just happy to be nominated.
We're nominating you for the most luscious hair on this podcast, because I think you're just winning that straight
Maybe
up.
Maybe by the time this airs, I will have I'll have my true cosplay undercut.
Where we left it, you guys had just re-entered for round three of this tournament.
That was so long ago.
It really was.
I'm already sweaty.
You had taken your chance to enthrall the crowd by making a spectacular entrance and kind of varied it up again, which is...
Oh, we did the flip this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did you had some coordination with it, some planning. It was really nice. And the crowd is pretty solidly behind you. And then as you stood there waiting your opponent, you saw a round creature float in with several eye stalks and a large creepy mouth and one big solitary eye.
I think you left out for our viewers, I will always look after you. It was a green circle, too. Like,
yeah, it was green.
If they look back at last episode, which was obviously 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
He had massive teeth.
Yep.
And four eye stalks.
Four. Cuatro, for the Spanish-speaking audience.
I do take notes.
As you're standing there, the crowd begins to anticipate this epic fight. They've seen you guys go through two rounds and handle them both really well. And so they really want to see what you can do against
That's
these.
Just got Solo. Solo is the greatest fighter of all times.
These two
opponents. I'm going to turn back to...
What?
As you stand there and watch, the circle seems to split into two.
Like mitosis?
And you realize it's just a trick of the distance between you, and that there are really two of these circles.
Green circle.
Four eye stalks, yes. So four eye stalks on each.
Eight.
Is there
eight
a way to get
eye
out
stalks
of it? Like, has the door
gonna,
already
I'm
closed
turn,
behind
I'm gonna
us?
Turn to Manic. I'm just gonna... I'm back,
just one,
back to
one second. One, just like, one.
Just,
we'll
I
be right.
Crowd just, crowd. I'm like waving my hands in the air to keep the crowd going.
And the crowd's
like,
chanting.
I want you guys to have some noise, and I'm going to have a quiet conversation with
Merrick.
Is
there really two of them?
I didn't get a good look, Merrick. But it was nice. It was nice knowing you.
Can we get out of here?
Like, ladies and gentlemen, the announcer's voice booms.
Oh.
Welcome to round three.
All right.
Maybe he'll vamp for a while.
It's been nice knowing you, too.
Half party.
Yes. And I put my hand out. I want to
half party.
While
so I raise my fist. Half party.
And the all-seeing eyes.
Did he say eyes?
He said eyes. I definitely heard it with a plural.
And rolling for first turn. It looks like Half Party will be going first. Who will you take? Who will you send first, Half Party?
And I just got to put my finger in the air for the announcer. We're like, we're discussing that real quick.
One of the eyeballs floats forward.
All right. Just be careful.
Oh, I'm going first.
I mean, I can go first. It's fine either way. I just don't...
Should I just run up to him?
Don't look right at it. What?
As you guys are discussing your strategy, the announcer says, "And
here we go!"
And throws out the small orb, which floats down into the center of the arena and hits the dirt. As it spreads, this green, misty fog seems to settle on the ground and become this thick layer of moss, almost 3 inches thick. And at the edges of the arena, to either your left and right, trees sprout out of the ground, thick, heavy wooded trees, probably a foot and a half around, a ton of them, hard to move through. They're so close packed in together. Mm-hmm. But there is a clear corridor down the middle of this arena between you and your opponents.
And I'm going to go first.
All right.
And I'm going to walk backwards. I'm going to wink at Merrick and I'm going to go to the left, the trees, and I'm going to go hide behind a tree.
Okay, it's probably from you guys about 20 feet to the very edge of the trees. And then if you want to get in, it's difficult terrain, but that won't affect you because you are mobile. Yeah. So, you're able to worm your way into the trees. The trees span about 20 feet long. They're kind of like on the side of this circle. How do you want to like worm your way in the trees? Do you want to get as close as you can to them with still having some cover?
Yeah, I'll stay about, you know, like they're in, like one's in the center right now. One of the green circles.
No, it's taken like 5 feet forward, so it's a little bit closer than the other, but they are definitely not close to you.
Got it. I will go into the tree line, roughly 10 feet into the tree line.
Okay, so you're pretty well in there.
I'm pretty well in there. I'm going to use the fact that I am just naturally stealthy while being so tiny.
Go ahead and roll a sneak check to see if you can get a good cover behind these trees.
And that is plus 3, so that is a 15.
15, nice. Next up is the first of the spectators. These are actually spectators. And he floats forward in between this tree line, pretty much directly for Merrick, who's still standing at your starting spot. And he whistles around one of these eye stalks and shoots a ray directly at Merrick. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
What color is the ray?
It does not say.
And is it a charm effect? Just for Fey Ancestry?
No, I don't believe it is. I don't know if it's a confusion ray. I don't know if it counts as a charm effect.
All right, that's fine. 8.
8? All right.
I was really hoping it was going to give me advantage. That's cool. An 8. It's not a bad...
It's not a bad roll. This guy has moved all the way, to the middle of the arena, and holds the end of his turn there. And the announcer comes in and says,
"All right. So first off the bat, we have Solo taking cover. A smart strategic move, way to get in range of these formidable foes. And then a boom, eye stalk, which appears to have hit pretty solidly on Merrick. Let's see what he can do.
And Merrick, on your turn."
Roll a d8 or a d10?
You can't move.
Good.
And you make a ranged melee attack against a creature within range, so nothing. So you kind of like, you gesture kind of wildly, but nothing with any effect on anything because there's no one near you right now. No way. Next up is the other spectator.
Do I get to save at the end of my turn?
No. It's just over.
Oh, just over. Excellent.
Yeah.
I did a great job.
As you're trying to, you shake your head and you kind of regain your focus.
And the crowd goes wild, right? Because they saw him do his epic dance.
The crowd's a little not so sure of what's going on.
Yeah, there's two of them. Neither am I.
And the announcer says,
"Well, that was a little bit unique there. Interesting choice. Maybe he's under the effect of some kind of spell here. Let's see what this other beholder has in... Or not beholder, sorry. Ladies and gents, it's just a spectator. Let's see what he has in store for everyone here."
And this other spectator goes towards the right-hand side of trees, the opposite from the ones you're in, Solo, and starts to look for you.
It but he's looking at the eyes. Other side.
Yeah, he's kind of like circling around from where you are. And he does not spot you as he's kind of searching through the trees and stuff, and you're able to weave in between them, the thick trees, and not have any problem with that.
But he's on the exact opposite corridor side, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was nowhere near.
Correct.
Nowhere near. Got it.
Yeah. And next up is Solo.
All right, so he's busy looking in the other trees, and we got one guy in the center kind of staring at Merrick.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to use this opportunity, and I'm going to just, like, full-on sprint out of the tree line, you know, like Star-Lord at the very beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy, kind of leaping over that thing, you know? And mm-hmm. I'm gonna just smack him with all my might, and then I'm going to use a key point and get two more shots in there from the side.
There you go. Unload on him.
That is a that is a 20.
Nice, that hits.
And then that is a 22.
22 hits as well.
And that I'm going to re-roll that one. That one is a good. 1. I'm going to re-roll that one.
All right.
And that one is a little bit better. That is a 14.
14 hits as well.
14 hits as well.
Three for three.
Three hits.
Yeah, and I'm just feeling pumped. You know, I saw Merrick kind of do a weird dance, and I thought it was like a, you know, kind of like a code. Like he's like, oh, hit him now. So let's do some damage. That is 3 plus 4, 7 points of damage on the first one.
7 on the first one.
That is 1 plus 4, 5 on the second one.
All right.
And then 1 plus 4, 5 on the second one. On the
nice, total of 17 points of damage.
And I'm going to make him do a dexterity check.
To be knocked prone?
To be knocked prone. I'm hoping, like, that last one kind of punched him in his chin so that he, like, falls eye first, face down on the ground.
So the weird part is, as you're punching this guy, you're noticing that he doesn't appear to even remotely go closer to the ground. Even with your effect, he does not appear to be influenced at all by that on where he's floating in the air.
Got it.
Next up is the beholder that you just smacked. And it's not a beholder. I got to stop saying
that.
Why
don't you just call it the eyeball?
The eyeball.
I mean, if it's just like the Diet Coke of beholder, just call him the floating eyeball.
Right.
Or is it like Mr. Pibb?
And it looks down at you, Solo, and it's floating like right about at eye level with you, your eye level, and its eye level's a little higher.
So he's looking at the top of my head.
He's bigger.
You're looking
than
at his mouth.
I'm looking at
you're
his
right
mouth.
In his
and
maw.
He grins this creepy, messed up, pointed tooth, just too many teeth for one mouth to be allowed to have. Yeah. And he grins in your face, and this tongue, this long snaking tongue, whips out and comes just within inches of your face, and then one of the eye stalks turns around, swivels towards Merrick. And
towards Merrick? No! I'm just over here!
He's doing
I need you to
hand,
make
so
a constitution saving throw.
Does he get to attack him and dance with me? Good bless America! Fuck! 7!
Okay.
Yeah.
This time, you take several points of damage. You take 16 points of damage as this ray shoots out and blows through your shoulder. And the announcer goes,
"Oh, there it comes. The big gun's coming out. Let's see what Merrick has in store as it's his turn next."
So no lasting effect, just got the shit kicked out of me, yeah?
Yeah, just a big blast to the shoulder.
Right. Well, I'm going to go close with him.
Yep.
And we're gonna do an attack. We're gonna see if we could do a little bit of something.
Okay.
All right, that one will hit. That's gonna be a mod 20.
That hits.
That's what I'm fucking talking about right there. That's 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Oh, wait, that's just 16 on the dice, and then I've got to add,
Six.
I got to add another 5 to that. That's there 21 points of damage to him.
Damn. Nice hit.
And then
I think you actually got him in his big eye.
I just wish I'd cut off one of those fucking stalks. Then I think I'm going to use my bonus action to go into the woods where Solo came from. We're dashing into there, I think.
Okay.
Actually, no. I'm potioning up. I've got to pop a potion as the bonus action. That's the right thing to do. I won't live.
There you go.
Past another one there. And that's 2d4 plus 2, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, 7 points back. And that's the end of my turn.
Great. So you're still in the center with this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
And the announcer says,
"Wow, and a big hit from Merrick, a big hit." Next up is the other eyeball.
And the other eyeball comes.
You call him left.
Yeah. And the other eyeball
left eye.
Swings back.
Took a chase.
Swings back to their original starting point and focuses one of its eye stalks on you, Solo. And I need to make
with the other eyeball, right around the corner of him?
Yeah, he moved to get line of sight on you.
Got it. So they're both catty corner to me.
Well, one of them's right up with you, the other one's way back.
Away.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Don't mess this one up.
Constitution savings throw. Well, I'm glad you said don't mess this one up. So it's a one, and thank you for my halfling nature.
Yep.
I'm going to reroll that one as well.
That's a good call.
And I'm not going to roll it over here.
Roll it in the good spot.
And I'm actually going to roll it with a different
d20.
Wow, we're changing a lot of things. Now that I don't know if the science will hold up.
And that's a 19. Okay.
There you go.
19 plus my constitution.
All right.
So that's a mod of 20.
A mod of 20, which is great.
Is that half damage?
So it's 23 total damage, but you take 11 with making your save. As this beam just comes in and rips into your shoulder as well.
Shoulder.
It's gonna be your left shoulder.
No! He's going
after
left
Silence.
Shoulder.
And it fringed off part of my vest.
Yep, it burnt. There's a singeing bad smell. There's a overcooked meat smell.
It's a really bad smell.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely horrifying smell. And the announcer goes,
"Oh, and another big hit. I don't know if they can take too much more, folks. Next up is Merrick."
Merrick's up?
Solo.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh yeah, because they go first. Sorry, Solo.
That's what the announcer says too.
Oh yeah.
Roll it back. Do it one more time. No one's worrying about continuity here.
He goes, "Oh, and another big hit, folks. I don't know if they can take too much more. Next up is Solo."
Can we do that again? I really need
to
lead up.
No, we're fine. We're fine. He's got a clean take.
Clean take.
Yeah. Okay. I'll edit you out.
Once you learn how to edit the show, you'll know how the magic works.
Yeah.
Okay, so just took a shot to the shoulder.
You did.
Left hand looking down, open palm, vest is kind of singed off. I'm going to rip the rest of my vest off. I'm going to throw the vest at the beholder's eye.
You're going to try and blind him?
I'm going to try to blind him with my vest.
He's got four more fucking eyes! What are you doing?
So I'll just start by throwing it at him.
Okay, if you really want to try and get it in his face, you can just kind of nonchalantly throw it, and I think it's going to be really high DC, or you can take your action to try and get it up there onto his eye.
I'm going to nonchalant throw it.
Okay, give me a attack roll.
Okay.
And it will say it's dex-based because you're trying to hit this target.
It's a ranged attack.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
I mean, 17 plus 3 is mod 20, so...
Okay. I think it gets up there kind of draped on him, and he'll have disadvantage on his next attack, but that's
cool.
If he takes an attack action, not an eye
attack
action.
How high off... He's kind of eye level. His mouth is eye level with my face.
Yeah, you're kind of towards the bottom of him, so if you're about there and he's about here.
Good. I'm gonna use his eye stalks, and I'm gonna climb to the top of him.
Oh, all right. Give me a athletics check. Trying to climb here.
Man, I'm loving this dice. That is going to be a 17.
Nice. That will get you up there. So you managed to wrestle this thing. I think he's going to try and resist it.
Okay.
With a crit fail. He kind of doesn't really know. And as he's trying to wiggle you off, he actually kind of swings his eye stalk down. It makes it an easier way to get that second foot up there. And you just, boom, you're sitting on top of him now.
And then Key point.
Yep.
Flurry of blows straight down into the top of his head.
All right, flurry of blows him in the top of the head.
God. Oh, God.
Oh, are God, you using was... the stocks and you're just saying, quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
That first one was an 18 plus five, plus six. So
that hits.
And the second one is a 13 plus six, 19.
That hits as well. Two for two.
Two for two. Rolling his new red dice. I'm feeling it. That is a four plus four damage. So that's eight on the first hit.
All right.
And that is a one. Plus four damage. That's five damage on the second hit.
All right.
And with that, since I noticed last time that he couldn't go prone, this target can't take reactions until the end of my next turn.
If he doesn't make the save?
If he, yeah.
He's got to make the save, right?
Yep.
And what flavor of save is it?
Actually, I don't think this is a save. I literally think he just can't take reactions.
That's kind of sweet. Okay, great. That's really good to know. And next up is this guy.
Who's got a vest covering his eye, two eye stalks in each of my man's hands, and just you see him go, ride him, cowboy! Just like an elvish boy town!
I think he's just going to try and throw you off.
Yeah, he's got a break
back. That's his
grapple.
Goal this time. So he's going to, I don't know what kind of save this. You're sitting, I'm trying to envision it like you're sitting on one of those bouncy balls with the handles on them. Do you remember those growing up? Where you could like boingy, boingy, boing, kind of like that,
okay,
but
so
it's floating.
Like acrobatically?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be, you could choose
like
to make
it. Like I'm at the Olympics. Like
you could choose to make
how
yeah.
acrobatic I am.
He's
on,
making
like,
an acrobatic
those?
Save. But
the
eyeball is going to be trying to a bull is going to be using his strength to try and get rid of him.
That's the plan. He's not strong. Oh, go ahead and roll it, Solo.
Oh, shit. Nat 20! Nat 20! Nat 20!
That's slightly better than his 7.
Just a second. This is a new dice, so it's going to be a new photo.
Oh, good.
We're sending it to Tim at
God.
CT Ranger.
Beautiful new 20.
Yeah, it's coming on strong. It's all fresh and not used. It's great.
Yeah.
You, without any issue, manage to ride on. Like, he kind of like bounces up and down a bunch, but it's like this smooth, undulating bounce. It's really actually kind of fun. You're really enjoying the ride.
And I'm having a time of my life.
This is, you kind of laugh.
Manic!
Give me a performance check.
Okay.
Oh, right. There's a crowd. I'm just so intense on, like, trying to live.
Well, that's a 19 plus 2.
Jeez. And the crowd's eating it up. You go one-handed, kind of cowboy style, and this crowd is loving it. They're
so
laughing at these little spectators, and they are eating up your shenanigans. Next up is Merrick.
Is that vest still on him?
I think it shook free.
Oh,
it
shook
with
free
with his shaking. That's what he got.
All right, I'm going to position myself so that the other eyeball can't see me, because he's on the one end of the channel, right? He's
okay.
on that clear path. I came from my end, right? We're kind of in the middle of the clearing. Am I getting this right? All right, so we're just going to do an attack here. All right, that's going to hit. With a 23.
That definitely hits.
All right. That means that we did 17 points of damage.
Nice.
How is that spectator looking?
Really bad as he drops down, oozing blood from the corners of his eyes and the various points where he's been
punched. Did I just pop the little ball that Solo was riding on?
You did, and it just and falls down. It's like an empty sack that is fluid just kind of gooshes out and makes this gross puddle of nasty, vile, green blood and bile and guts. It's revolting and Solo. I need a dexterity saving throw as you're falling into this little pit of gross.
That is going to be a 13.
And you're able to kind of jump out. You get the back of your heel in this gooey nastiness, and it's just gross. It's no damage. It's just really gross on your foot now.
Yeah, I was having fun, so I was a little distracted. You know, like I didn't think my ride would pop so easily.
Right.
I after I do that, I'm like, seems like you got something in your eye.
Like, do you say that to me? I'm like,
no, to the whole crowd. Like to the whole crowd. Like,
I just did a kill shot. It was really cool. Yeah, that's right.
The whole crowd is just like.
I hope that the whole crowd. You just hear these.
You're loving it. And then you realize that your turn's not over
It's not over yet.
You're still going.
That's why the clap sounds so slow.
They're like, it's like,
right.
Something's in your eye. I'm going to. All right, so the other eyeball is 30 feet away from me. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Just straight in the row there. Yeah?
Yep.
I think I am going to use my bonus action to dash to get some extra movement, and I'm going to go into the woods opposite of the first one that Solo went to.
Okay.
So I feel like if the eyeball is in front of us, I'm going to the woods to the right of him.
Okay.
The thick ones.
So roll me a stealth check to see how well you hide in here.
That's a 16.
16. All right. Yeah, you're pretty good at hunkering down behind these trees, which is good news because it's this beholder. Gosh darn it. It's this pretty spectator's turn to look over and find you as he's searching for you.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. I misread that number. That's actually a 13 plus 8. 21.
See, now that's a significantly significant increase.
That's right. Sorry, just chicken scratch here.
And he's going to search around for you, and he finds you.
Are you? God bless America.
And one of his eye stalks comes to bear upon you.
Sweet.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Do we really need to go through these shenanigans?
We do.
Do we really need to know if I make the save or not? 18.
18 makes it, and this ray comes like, you see it, you poke your head out to figure out what he's doing over there, and as you do,
how
you just see this ray
see me.
Shooting at you. Oh, hi, and just duck your head back in as it whizzes right by your ear, and you hear these creepy whispers as it does. And he takes the rest of his turn to kind of adjust himself so he's across the circle arena from you towards the edge of that far woods. Yes.
Okay. So he's focused on me.
Yeah.
Got it.
Next up is Solo.
Well, Merrick just vanished into the woods.
Yeah, he did. He left
you. And the spectator has moved. Do I see the spectator?
Yeah. Yes.
He's clearly looking for me in the woods.
He's not
That's
hiding.
What you just saw.
Did I just hear Merrick shout that?
Sure.
Yeah, you just heard me shout. He's just hit him. Use your nat 20 powers.
So I'm gonna start running towards this one, mm-hmm. you know, because I want another bouncy ball. I really, you know, I'm not done having fun.
Right.
But as I'm running, I'm gonna scoop up some of the other beholder's blood onto my right hand.
Uh-huh. Spectator.
So, you know, just to give me a little bit more like chutzpah into my life. You know,
yeah.
Like. I want to see what it looks like when I put both bloods together. You know, something a little messed up.
That's a little messed up.
I'd like to take a moment here. That is a character moment revealed for all of us about what Solo's inner thoughts really are.
Right. I don't know if any of the viewers have read my character sheet, but I do have a flaw, and it is that I harbor dark, bloodthirsty thoughts that my isolation and meditation failed to quell. So this may be
literally
foreshadowing to what that flaw is.
Are you going
to
drink this blood?
So I'm just running, and like I want the blood to be kind of splattering, like as I go, like sloppy run sort of thing.
Okay,
you know I'm shirtless, you know, blood's just dripping down my.
Give me a dex check for this. I want to see how good you are at this.
And the rippling abs too. So that one's gonna be a 16.
Okay, yeah, without a problem, you get like this scoop of blood, and then you realize you don't have a way to hold it while you're running, so it's definitely splattering around.
Oh, yeah. Can I do a rippling abs check too?
Sure, it's strength check again.
Yeah, no, we're just going for it.
And the crowd is very intent on your abs for some reason, and
yeah,
a lot of their opinion rides on this roll.
It's an 11. They're like,
That's middle of the road. That's fine.
Yeah,
middle of the road abs.
When you're like flexing them, they're pretty good, but then there's like the big breath in that makes it look like a little bit of a Buddha belly.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, but so half on, half
How
off.
Cute
if the crowd
that?
Is like looking down for a second, like maybe they just saw the abs.
Right.
And some of them just see the belly.
Exactly.
You know? So it'll create a dynamic for the crowd later to be like, "Did you see his abs?" And the other's like, "No, what are you talking about? Like
yeah.
he totally just has a belly."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna run up and I'm gonna attack him.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and hit him.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Did I just lose that dice?
No, not that. There dice. Goes all the so luck.
Good. Oh, God. Well, I'll use this one while we wait. That one's a 16.
That's a hit.
All right. So on the first hit, we'll just do damage on that. That's a 2 plus 4, so 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
And I am going to... I'm going to move into the forest in the other side and hide.
All right. Give me that sneak check.
And that is going to be 15 plus... I think it's only 2. Nope, it's 3. So that is 18.
18 on your sneak. Nice. Next up is Merrick.
So I saw him go into the woods too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I think that he's caught on to my plan of maybe like a in and out bob and weave type strike force. So it's going to be one of those things where I'm going to come to and then I'm going to try and get out.
Okay.
So I'm going to come to him and I'm going to see if we can get a swing in here.
Okay.
That's going to hit. That's a mod 20.
All right. Yep.
Oh, look at that damage too. 24 points of damage.
Oh my goodness. You did need some time to do that math because those are big numbers.
No, I got to.
That's a lot. Yeah.
An
wow.
Eight,
how much
a six
counting?
And
you
a
don't even
five
have that many fingers.
With my other five. I mean, that was a lot.
I think you went up from beneath him on that one and like you tickled the back of his eye with your rapier there. That was,
I was like,
brutal
just,
hit.
Just look at my ear. Okay? Look at my ear. Don't look at the light. Sorry. Contacts my whole life. We all. All right. Perfect vision over there. Nordic Viking. Perfect vision.
I'm not worried about.
I do have 20/20 though, even though I wear these.
You just wear those
viewers,
for...
he just took the glasses off, and it's clearly that they're just fake lenses.
He just poked himself in the eye trying to put them back on.
Oh, God, I can't see.
So that's 24 points of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
That's actually 4 times the amount of damage that my man Solo did for those.
It is. It's a significant improvement on the damage number there.
So I'm going to... Okay.
Do viewers care about damage or pizzazz? You know, that's our next test. Half-party.com. Damage or pizzazz?
So then I'm going to, I'm running back out. I'm going back into the other bush. Like, so he's got to pick which side is he going to keep going after.
Right.
The bumblebee
you
that
guys
stung
are staying
him
split.
A little bit, or the guy who stabbed a rapier into his eye.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I'll go back into the woods and then I guess I'll try and bonus action hide.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have to actually bonus
how
action.
How far is it in and out? Like,
it's about 30 feet because he's gone to the far side from you. It might even be further, but for the sake of argument, we're going to say it's 30 feet.
From the edge of the woods to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we're getting nitpicky about it,
which
you're going to have to
we are.
Dash to get back to
sure.
the
I'm in the
thing.
Bad. I'm in the woods then.
Yeah. You're in the woods. Okay. And he... is going to, who is up next, the spectator is definitely shaken by this, and he
just fires off both blades.
Ready's in action. Next up is Solo. Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here, checking in mid-game break. Just want to say thank you all for rating, reviewing, and subscribing. It's great to get some feedback, and we had some really good feedback from the contest, and we're going to actually be rolling that out with the next episode. You guys will find out what's going on with Solo's right fist. Super excited about that, and I think it'll be a really cool thing and fun to kind of pump into the story a little bit. I also wanted to let everybody know that we're going to be opening up this middle section for announcements, anything like that. If you guys are interested in us saying things, or I guess me saying something here during the break, if you got a message or something like that, I'd be happy to read it out here. I thought it'd be kind of fun and give it a shot. So yeah, if you guys have a message you'd like to hear here, shoot me an email at halfpartycast@gmail.com, and we'll try and get that up here. Also, as always, thank you so much to RGB the Band for letting us use their music, and to Molly Doan for the awesome cover art. And with that, let's get back to it.
Are there any trees like close by him?
Oh, apparently it's 30 feet away.
15 feet.
Is he in the middle of this open swath, or is he closer to Solo's side?
Closer, but not next to it. So it's probably about 30 from you and 15 from his.
And like he didn't move. Like his stalks just kind of like
he's just like lowered. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, so he's kind of doing like a taunt dance. Almost.
He's waiting.
Like, he's waiting. I'm going to climb a tree nearby him.
Okay, so you want to move through the woods till you're right on the edge of the woods, kind of there, maybe one or two trees back, and then climb up?
Yeah.
Okay, give me athletics check.
Okay. That is going to be minus... Oh, yeah, that's minus one, so that's a 14.
Okay, you probably get about 10 feet up. The top of the tree seems to be about 20 feet, and they are actually cut off at that level. Like it seems like if this were a real forest, somebody came with a giant saw and lopped off the top of the trees. So they're still
sawzall,
thick
like
the
a
top.
Sawzall, maybe an axe.
So like a good like what kind of blade are we talking with the sawzall?
This is back a couple episodes.
It's not a sawzall.
What is it? What would you use?
It's a giant circular saw, like the ones that they have in cartoons, when they just wing them around.
Oh. What about like the ones
like
that
a timber saw?
No, like a circular blade, like in Last
Crusade,
how many
teeth,
right?
At least, like at least you can give us that number, right?
How many teeth?
Yeah, is it a
or
fine
on the saw
cut?
Blade?
Well, they do it tooth per inch, and it's four.
Four teeth per.
Yeah, it's a fine cut.
That's a very beautiful cut. Yeah. So, like, the trees don't look, like, sloppy.
No, it's a clean, nice cut.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Send your woodworking fan art to www.halfparty. Oh, God. That's how flustered I was. I couldn't even do that. I mean, I've been doing it for 6 episodes, 8 episodes, 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
www.half-party.com with your wood fan art.
Then I am going to, I'm just going to hide up in the tree.
Okay, give me a new hot check. I thought you guys shook with that.
Yeah. Well, he's not close enough for what I want to do. That's a plus three. That's a mod 20.
All right.
Now,
next up is Merrick.
Here's a question. Here's an answer. Here's a little rules mongering question.
Yeah.
Usually, you can only ready an action for one round of initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And Solo was the start of a new round of initiative.
I think it's for back until his turn.
All right, that's what I needed to know. I come out because
all right.
There's a job to be done here.
So there is a job to be done here. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Not a problem, my man.
Come on, baby.
That is a 19.
No problem. As you break these trees, you see him waiting. You see the eye stalk swivel around and this beam shoot out. And you see the path ripping through the mossy ground and burning a hole or a pathway through it towards you. And as you do this twist with your body and you see it wrap just around you, just like a superhero movie.
Come on, baby!
And then you do like
Let's
this cool
do
spin.
The twist.
And then back into your
come
stride,
on,
charging
baby.
In. Now, come on, baby. Go do the twist on
All right. And then we're going. We're closing. And there's no running away this time.
There you go.
Okay. All right. That is a 13.
13 does not hit.
He got caught up with how cool he was looking. He's like, that pizzazz comment really got to
that,
him.
That last step coming in, the moss was like a little bit slicker than you thought it
missed,
was. And you didn't get
the
right footed.
Missed with the first hit.
The second one coming in.
Now that one's gonna hit. That one's a 22.
That hits.
Oh, excuse me, 21. Miss. Did because
yep,
that
totally
wasn't the
missed. Just swing, okay. Boom.
So that's going to be then 11 points of damage.
All right.
On him. And that is the end of my turn. I'm just staying right there.
I dig it. And here's a question.
This
and
is
probably
why
is
we
it
get into
the initiative things.
Right. This is why the initiative thing matters.
Yeah.
Because now he's getting two actions in one turn, one round.
Yep.
Do it. Let's do it. Just, I mean, he's a boss. This is the third round. Let's see.
Yeah, and
let's
I think
see
now
how the dice
you're,
go.
You're all up in his grill. He's going to bare his teeth and chomp down.
Oh, that's terrible. Why does it have to be that?
Well, no, it's great because that's a 13 to hit.
Got that 15 AC, baby. Got that 15 AC.
And as you see them, as you see his teeth like open up and try and chomp down on you, they are this time they appear small. Like while they would do some damage, it wouldn't be life ending.
He's got baby teeth.
He's got little tiny baby teeth.
He's got little tiny baby teeth in that big mouth. It looks terrible.
Next up is Solo.
All right, you said he's about 15 feet.
Yep.
What? Where do I find out my jump
your
distance?
Jump distance, if you have a 10-foot running head start, is your strength modifier. It's real.
My
trust me. I've played another class, and it's not good to jump if you don't have strength.
But what if I have, what if I've got...
Now,
like,
if you have Step of the Wind, you get to double that.
I have
that.
Step of the... I get to double that. So, but my jump modifier is my strength modifier?
Do you want to... Are you going to try to
yep.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, run through the
That's
trees and dive on this thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. All right. All right. Jump.
Give me
Do you want to know the rules first?
I want to know the rules.
Okay. Long jump, because this is a long jump, right?
Can you give me the page?
This is page 182.
Okay.
When you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet up to your strength score if you move at least 10 feet on foot immediately before the jump. When you make a standing long jump, you can leap only half that distance. Either way, each foot you clear on the jump costs 1 foot of movement. And then if this is a high jump, when you make a high jump, you leap into the air a number of feet equal to 3 plus your strength modifier. If you move at least 10 feet on foot immediately before the jump, that's just what the book says. So you do what you want, boss. Because this is really cool.
I think what you're going to have to do here to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon this, even though it's not what Step of the Wind is, I think that you have to use Step of the Wind to get the wind under your step and move from tree to tree. There's two tree steps that need to happen and then a dive. All right. So for the tree steps, I need strength checks. See if you can, you're strong enough to get from one tree to the next tree. And then the dive... we'll do a athletics check. I'm sorry, not athletics, acrobatics check.
Got it. So I use my key point for Step of the Wind.
Yep.
And I feel the wind and nature just billowing around me. And I start to run.
If he uses the key point, can that give him advantage?
I think the key point just gets him the ability
just gets
to do
him
this.
His, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That first one, minus one.
Yep.
Is a 17.
Okay, no problem. That first one, you get a nice, you crouch
step
up
one.
Like both feet high on the trunk, and you push off, and you land right where one of these thick branches connects to the trunk, and you plant your feet well. I think that gives you advantage on the next one.
Thank you.
Because you did so well.
Yeah.
That's so much better than what I had. That one is a 16.
All right, and you plant your foot on the first tree, you leap to the next tree, and you are ready for your big jump. Your dive.
For my dive.
Yep, give me your acrobatics check.
Acrobatics. And that is something I do well. And that is going to be a 19.
Oh, man. You are coming down
plus
fists
5 in acrobatics.
Out. Fists out. You are ready to hit. Get him.
And here's my attack roll.
Can I do a perception check to see if I see him coming?
Yeah, go for it.
That's a mod 20. That's 14 plus 6.
Okay. That 100% hits.
I rolled a 2 on the dice, so that's just a 7. I have no idea. I have no idea that he's coming.
So like diving, punch. I want to hit him as much as I can as I like fly past his body.
All right.
So
punch.
I'll use that last key point.
Okay.
To get two more punches in. That's 17 plus 6.
Nice.
And that third one is a net one.
Na 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 na, baby.
This is gonna work out so nicely.
Well, he's got to catch up in the damage, you know.
Yeah, he's got to get. I mean, he's got to put up some numbers eventually.
So the first one is 4 plus 4, 8 points.
So that's
of damage.
8, right. And then this is the one we're doubling.
The
no, this one's not the third one.
Oh, you had. Oh, you have.
I had 3 hits because I blew my last key point.
Oh, okay.
As I'm coming through the air, because the first one was my attack.
Right.
Boom. And then I've keyed it up, boom, boom, to just hit as much as I can as my body's just sliding past him. That one was one on the dice, so +4 or 5 points of damage with the second hit.
All right.
And that is a 4.
Nice.
So 8 plus 4 is 12?
12 points of damage.
All right.
Look who's back in the DPS game.
And as I'm falling, let's remember, slow fall. Using my reaction when I fall to reduce any falling damage I take by the amount equal to 5 times my monk level.
This is, okay. I remember a couple episodes like, you need to start jumping off shit now.
So this is what happens.
Okay.
Merrick, you charge over with your blades drawn. You take one bad step on your attack and then connect with the second attack.
Right.
You step back ready for this thing to lash out at you, and it takes a bite, snapping right next to your face, and doesn't quite connect. Then from behind you, you hear the trees shifting in the wind. And Solo, you, boom, 1, 2, plant on the last tree. You dive, fists first, like a swimmer's dive, but with fists instead.
Yeah.
And instead of going by him, you land squarely in his center of mass and just boom, 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 nail him with 3 hits. He crumples to the ground and you roll, dive, roll out of it. And Merrick, you just see all of a sudden this creature slam into the ground. You see your friend rolling away from you and standing up in front of you and just...
I just have and like blood on me, right? Like it's Splash Zone at SeaWorld. Yeah. I just got splashed. I was like... And you see just me like... unpeel the slime from my closed eyes.
I just want to be like huffing, you know, like
and as I unpeel, I'm like half party.
Give me both of you. Give me performance checks with advantage.
I'm also going to be pickpocketing them.
Pickpocketing. Thank you for the advantage. The first one was a 5.
This is performance.
The second
yes, sir.
One is a modified 19.
19.
20.
20.
And the crowd goes absolutely crazy. They love it. You've won their hearts. You've won their minds. You may have killed their champions last time, but this time you took down someone they didn't care for at all. They are chanting, they are singing your name, and the announcer goes, "And with a miraculous victory, Half Party has dominated the competition. What a beautiful attack." Roll your sleight of hand check.
Does that natural 20 give me advantage?
No.
Okay, cool.
cool.
That's
cool. Just checking.
That's only a 15.
Asking for a friend.
You're searching around this crumpled
eye.
I
don't think they have
eye. Any pockets. So.
No pockets. It's full.
It's like, oh, it's kind of
now
gross.
Starting to realize I'm really just like stealing things.
And there's not too much there. It's just kind of gross. You get a bunch of gunk on your hands as the gnomes
come out with their stretchers. Get out of here. These eyeballs.
We're coming.
And they come and they load them on as the crowds chants your name as you guys exit this stage. Past the third test and ready for the final battle. Well, maybe not right now, but
not right
ready
now.
For the final battle.
Ready, all right. Let's go see what Sisk has to say about all that.
He better have to say that he's got 2,000 gold.
Can I tell you
him.
one thing real fast? You're incredible. Like, you're a little ball of hate.
Oh, I don't think of it as hate, Manic.
What do you think about it as?
I think of it as love for my feasts.
You love your fists a lot. I don't.
And I just give them. I give them both a kiss.
You know, I see him do that, and I just blow a kiss. I don't want to get anywhere near those things.
They're because
there's no
in
water that we've washed any of this off yet.
No,
but I'm just gonna
all
I'm
the like, gunk. The fountain's not up yet.
That's right. And then we go back. Let's that. There you go.
And you guys head into your antechamber and. The fountain does pop back up. The food appears around the fountain. This time it's a lovely cheese platter with various cured meats.
I do like cured meats, yeah.
Really tasty, some nice
like
stuff.
Like a meat fest, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Sausages and salamis. Brisket. Some brisket.
Let me write this.
Nice peppered brisket.
And then a large, just that smell of fresh bread, the large loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Fresh bread.
That's delicious.
Is there a bell ringing somewhere and someone yelling out, fresh bread?
There is not that. There is, however, a knock at the door.
Do we say come in? Don't they just walk in? Like, who is it?
Come in.
And the door swings open. He goes, hey, guys. Wow. Like, really? That was
like hands open, nodding with him.
That was great. He's doing that hands open gesture. Like, that was pretty awesome.
Hey, look, do the finger thing that Nick taught us.
Ready? And he does the fingers guns right at you.
Oh, you got the guns this time, Solo.
I kind of shake my fingers at him in agreement. Like, yeah.
It was great. He is enthralled by your performance and much, much happier than last time when you saw him right before he left.
Sisk.
Yeah.
Did you play the bet?
Played the bet.
Did you place the bet?
Yeah, which is really good because right now your odds just went up from 10-1 to 5-1. So I got the bet
we
in
got
for
it.
Everything at 10-1. You guys are looking pretty.
Well, you're looking pretty too. You just got 200 gold for your trouble.
I mean, we're not there yet.
What do you?
That's to win the whole thing. You got one more to go.
But I thought it was just like per round, and we could just maybe. Double down.
It's 5-1 now. You bet on the 10-1 round.
Yeah, so we're going to get more money if you win.
Well,
like, if you make it through the rounds, your odds of winning the whole thing go up.
Right.
But the other team's still a 5-1 favorite.
We just don't have any money now. We have to win.
So we only bet that money.
Totally fine. That's fine. You guys don't need money.
Did you steal
money?
No,
we gave him the money
to do it. No, of course not.
I'd like to do an insight check.
Okay.
Using my new dice.
Yeah.
For this insight check. And that's 15 plus 5. So that's a mod 20.
this is when the DM has no idea what the character's really doing. I'd like to...
He didn't steal your money.
I'd like to walk up and put my arm around him.
Because, okay. Yeah, Merrick, what's up?
Did you see how good our little man was there?
It was great. You were great, too. You popped that thing.
No, he was just... He just...
No!
He
and I kind of do, like, sword acting in front of him. He's like, no, Merrick came in and, like, stabbed him up inside the eye.
I'm not doing my sleight of hand pickpocket. I've just thought better of it. I feel like I could grow out of it.
He's being more, like, friendly.
Basically, you're trying to endear some friends. You don't want to rob them.
Yeah, you know, I actually put my... I'm like, I'm not trying to steal anything from you, Sisk. I just wanted to... Just give you a little love. Jeez.
Because you never know, we might die.
Did you see those things, those rays hit us?
They're brutal. I saw one of the battles like last year, and they just dominated. It was just disgusting.
I can't believe that.
But you guys are up against the reigning champs, and that's going to get a little hairy.
They're bears.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Are they furry?
There's two of them. One's kind of like you, Merrick. He's a rogue.
But he's like an ape?
No, he's pretty short, and...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, then there's his partner, who's like this Spanish fella, and he's got...
Oh, no.
He's got a thick accent, and they're like, almost overpowered.
They're really good, aren't they?
They're incredibly good,
they're
and it's
like
a really nice pair, because one of them can heal stuff.
That's right, and one of them could heal, and one of them really hurts people.
Yep.
And how... Do people know them? Like...
Oh, people know them here. People know them here.
Everyone knows them.
Everybody here knows them, yeah. They're 5-1 favorites. They're that for a reason.
Is that Spanish fella, is he just ruggedly handsome with crazy tattoos on his arms?
Yeah, he's got these weird chain things that he's got going. I'm not exactly sure what that's about.
Yeah.
They wrap around his arms, these big tattoos. And he wears this beautiful like plate armor. It's stunning. The inlays. This
he couldn't
blue
even buy that. It's like he had to steal it or something.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I have no idea where he got it.
I think I've heard of Solo. I think I've heard of the other one.
He's the greatest
thief that's ever been.
The greatest thief that's ever lived.
He runs this chapter of the Thieves Guild here, and then that is the governing chapter for this world. So he's kind of the president of the Thieves Guild.
He's a president too.
Yeah. He's what's he do? He's a legend in Elvis Boytown.
You've heard of him too.
Well, he I've actually heard of. I've just heard rumors about the Spaniard, but that's Van Davenport. Van Davenport?
It's Van Davenport and Francisco Lambe.
Van Davenport.
Well,
he's a halfling.
And you're sure you couldn't get our money back? Like, it wasn't just for this one round. We have to fight them. No, it's
definitely not for this one round. And they seem to be they've got a lot of experience. Three or four times probably more than you guys have. So it's going
to
be tough.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 35, they're at like a 72.
Yes.
Right. Aye.
Yeah. So I don't think this is going to be easy. What I can do, especially while the stakes are this high, and he kind of looks over his shoulder to make sure nobody's listening.
I look over my shoulder too.
Yeah, we're all looking for the same.
I might have a way to even the playing field.
Merrick's a little scared. Like, he sits back a second. What do you got to talk? We're not going to be like Brad and Chad cheating, are we?
No. No.
Can I do an insight check on how much of his no is an actual no?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't actually believe him. That's a 23.
You're totally cheating. He's no.
He wants us to juice.
Sisk, do you not?
Yeah.
You think we can't do it?
I mean, I'm just saying it's something to make things equal.
What do you got in mind, Sisk?
Well, I know.
And would we lose all our money if we got found out?
No, definitely not. So it's... There's this wizard, and he makes some pretty powerful enchantments on these stones. And for a little bit of coin, we could probably get our hands on two of them, and... You know, that would make you, we'll call it enhanced.
Sisk?
Yeah?
We don't have any money. We gave you the money.
What if we just took the winnings and give them to him?
All of the winnings?
Yeah.
I can't buy any of the cool stuff.
I don't know. We might be dead.
Broomhilda's.
We need the...
Her name wasn't...
Sorry, Merrick, it seems like you're really far away and I can't really hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm walking around the room. I'm exploring the space.
Just thinking.
I'm really thinking about this. You're offering me a chance at victory.
Yeah.
But at the price of my honor.
As the great warrior Lawrence Taylor once said, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Solo, I'm here for you. This is...
And I'm looking down at my fists.
Mm-hmm. I think this comes down to if you want to do it.
And I'm questioning whether or not... Like, they've always gotten me through everything.
Yeah.
So if we go down this road, it's like I don't believe in what silence stands for.
Right.
And if I don't believe in what silence stands for, then why are we even in this tournament? Right?
Wow.
So I'm going to stick with silence. And I'm not going to even the playing field.
Okay, Merrick. Are you interested?
No, I said I would follow Solo.
What? I couldn't hear you. You're super far away again.
And I kind of turn, you know, because I get distracted by something on the wall, just in case Medic needs to say something.
Right. He wants to, a moment. This time, Sisk puts his arm around your shoulder. Says, hey, we could just make it happen. The glory would be yours.
We got to end the episode. I don't know what I'm going to do. We got to end the episode. I'm done.
All right.
I have no idea.
I'm going to Scotland. I don't want to think about this decision.
Moral quandary.
Because I know what they're not like. If I'm writing this episode.